Construction is to be completed this April for the Cliveden Avenue Sanitary Pump Station upgrade on Anisus Island in Delta. Built in 1986 and at the end of its service life due to corrosion, portions of the pump station will be retrofitted, replaced and enhanced to accommodate future flows. The sanitary pump station, located in the Kingswood Business Park, to the south of 1119 Cliveden Avenue, is within a Delta right-of-way. The project includes upgrades to the lining of the existing wet well, a new valve chamber and a new electrical kiosk. The operation of sanitary bypass pumps and generators 24 hours per day is required during the pump station shutdown to accommodate construction. The City of Delta last fall awarded a $1.85 million construction contract for the project. The city notes that access for businesses will be maintained, but some inconvenience will be unavoidable. The city is also nearing completion on a separate watermain replacement project along Derwent Way on Anisus Island. The city says the existing asbestos cement watermain, built in 1959, is at the end of its service life, and the new watermain has been designed for a 75-year service life. Metro Vancouver, meanwhile, is making steady progress on several major projects at the Anisus Island Wastewater Treatment Plant, although some projects are still years from completion. To accommodate anticipated population growth, the projects range from a new outfall pipe to carry treated wastewater from the plant to the Fraser River, increasing the size of the plant and its ability to treat more wastewater, repairing or replacing older parts of the existing plant, strengthening the plant to reduce the impacts of an earthquake, improving existing odor controls and building a more reliable backup power source. Another project is a demonstration-scale project for a new use of biomass. Metro Vancouver's Liquid Waste Committee last fall endorsed a staff recommendation to approve contract awards for the second and third phases of a new hydrothermal processing demonstration plant, which is to produce low-carbon transportation fuels from wastewater biomass. The regional district wants to evaluate the emerging technology before recommending a subsequent scale-up for permanent implementation.